Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock, we are getting started once again talking about money, and if you need help with your money, this is the place to listen in. We do it every week. We're out here educating. That's the goal. You know, once you get educated, then you can make good decisions. And if you're just tuning in right now, you can go to RoyMatlockJr.com. And, you know, if you want to catch up a little bit, go to our podcast. And you can get that also anywhere you do podcasts. Just search the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. If you're tuning in right now, and we have been going down a track, and this track really has been going on for a long time. And it has to do with building your offense and your defense. And, you know, we've already passed through the defense a while back, and so now we're in the offense stage. And kind of a recap of the offense, when we first get started, our goal is to get ourselves in a position to where we can start really saving and accumulating money. People ask me all the time, how do you start moving forward? Well, the first thing is you get your defense in place, and your defense is you have an emergency fund, you get out of debt, you buy the right insurance so you don't get wiped out on that. And then once you do that, you create a gap, all right, and that gap allows you to save money. And then you apply things, you know, you plan, you think, you dream, and you take action. How about that? And before you know it, one day you're rolling along, you say, man, I can't believe, you know, that things are going in the right direction like they are. But the reason you did it is because you had a plan. You started doing something. And so the defense puts you in a position to not lose. And we start there. So we have a budget. We have an emergency fund. We protect our income and liabilities. And then we pay off all the bad debt. Bad debt's anything has to do with, you know, debt that you can't afford, number one. Number two, if it's tied to something that is depreciating in value, you don't want to be putting a bunch of money into those kind of things. So then we were able to purchase a home, kind of get our foundation there. And then once we do that, then we start rolling into the offense. And the offense is investments, retirement planning, if you're going to save money for your kids' college, and other investments. I call it opportunity money. That's the money you have to take advantage of opportunities. You never know when those opportunities are going to come along. And then we build it around what we call the FIN number. The FIN number is your financial independence number. Your financial independence number is the amount of money you're going to need in order to quit and never worry about money again. Let money become fun, okay, and doing that. So then we move into, now that we're going to start doing that, let's understand investments. And, you know, when you're out there investing money, there's really – you know, there's probably four things that I kind of bring to mind that really maybe more like three things that I bring to mind that are investments that typically people go into. You know, you can go into individual investments. We're going to call it the stock market for the sake of it. And we can do that. We can invest in real estate. That's another one. Those are really your two areas. And then once we get inside of that, or we can go to an insurance company, which would be the third area, and that's where you buy annuities. And annuities are long-term retirement planning type things. So if you kind of think about, you've got the market, the stock market, which could be considered the stock and bond market. We're going to call it the market. The second is real estate. That could be your rental properties, things like that. And the third could be annuities, and there's different types of them. So what I'm going to do today is kind of walk you through the understanding of how all of these things work. So when someone, if you're at dinner and someone asks you a question, hey, where do you have your 401k invested? Or, what's your allocation? You're going to say, well, here's how I do it. And this is why I do it, because I understand it. And so let's start out. If we're going to be looking at our 401k, the 401k is going to be, or your 403b if you work for a nonprofit or a school system, hospital, something like that. But the long story, or your IRA, any of those are generally speaking going to be put into mutual funds or what's called managed accounts. So we're going to talk about a mutual fund. What is a mutual fund? It's a financial vehicle where we pool our money together. And when we pull our money together, you can, a lot of mutual funds, I remember my first one I opened was $50 a month. So you can get started for very little money. And then what happens is that money gets pooled. And between you and everybody else, I know I've got one fund that I put people in that has 257,000 millions in it. How about that? That's a lot of money, 257,000 millions. And so when you have 257,000 millions, you can afford to hire people to manage that money. And so what these investment firms do, and you've heard of them, Fidelity Investments and American Funds and Vanguard, and all these different types of ones. And by the way, those three are all different. I'm going to talk about that. But when you start putting your money into things like this, you are buying professional money managers. So these are the geeks. These are the Harvard MBAs. These are the guys that are on Wall Street. And what they do is they do research, and they put your money in stocks, bonds, or in some times cash, all right, in order to make a return on your money. They generally charge about 1%, maybe a little less than that. And a mutual fund is something that you can go into. Your 401ks are pretty much invested in mutual funds. And so we have stocks, which are ownership. So that means they own companies. So if you go to the bank, as an example, and you save money at the bank will borrow money from you at a very low interest rate. And then what they'll do is they'll loan it back at 18% on a credit card, or, you know, on a home at 3%, whatever it is, and then they make a profit. Well, they pay you as a saver maybe 0.2%, less than 1%, and then they turn around and loan it out at 18%. So what is a stock? Well, rather than being a loaner, what we would do is tell you to be an owner. And the way to be an owner is you own stock, okay? And if you own stock in that bank, then you're sharing the profits that they're obviously going to make way above, okay, what you're going to get at 0.2%. And so we have bond funds and we have money market funds. So we have stocks, bonds, and money markets. We're going to get into the details on how that works. But what we then do is we turn this over, and then these fund managers turn around and they research, if they do what's called a managed account, a managed mutual fund, or there's something called an index fund. You've heard of that. Vanguard is known for index funds, where they just put it across the market because the market's done well over a long period of time. And so then you can buy stock funds, bond funds, and money market funds. So now we're starting to get an understanding of the different ones based on your risk tolerance. You are able to make a good decision one way or the other on that. So if you want more information on just in general education, I would encourage you, visit RoyMatlockJr.com, download one of our guides called How Money Works. It's going to talk a lot about what I'm talking about today. You can also sign up for the podcast. We also have a series of Zoom meetings that you can sign up for. And matter of fact, we have a 12-part course, 45 minutes each, to help you get educated. Once again, we appreciate you listening in, and we'll be right back after a short break.